On this episode, we go way back in the Bruins basketball history with one of the program's first members, the man known as the Microwave, Craig Richards.
Richards, on it up to George. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby! Picked off again by Ellenwood. Ellenwood, gonna lay it up, and one!
Welcome back, everyone, to the Bruins Basketball Show. This is Episode 5, and I am your host, Coach Tony Miller. A quick reminder for any of you who are listening on iTunes, if you're enjoying the show, if you wouldn't mind being so kind to leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. And for those of you who may be watching on Facebook, if you could share or comment or like, that would help us to be able to spread the word about our show. For those of you who are watching on Facebook, you may notice kind of a change in the background for today's show. This week we are recording from Pawleys Island, South Carolina, and this week is vacation week for our families, but we wanted to keep the show going, so we decided to grab somebody who was actually here with us. And so, Craig, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.
So for those of you that may not know, Craig actually played for us during the 2012 and 2013 season. And only one season, but that was because that was your senior year. And that was actually our first year, too, as a program. One of the things that if you will look at, if you go to the page, you can actually search for it. I don't know if you can actually find it just by looking at it. On your bio page, it says Craig Richards. I think it gives your major. And it says height 5'10", but there's no weight.
No, there's no weight.
So
probably a...
Yeah, what were you?
145, 150.
145 or 150 pounds. Yeah. Okay. We actually had somebody write in and wanted to ask, how did you get so big? So if you're only listening to this, it won't make much sense. But if you're watching this, you'll notice that Craig is not 145 pounds or 150 pounds. So how did you get so big?
Lifting and eating a lot of food.
And that kind of segues into this next part here. So it's been 5 years since you finished, which is crazy. So what have you been doing in those 5 years?
So about 2 years ago, I actually moved to Atlanta to do personal training. And I've been there in the West Midtown area and actually recently started my own business last month, believe it or not, and moved to a new gym in Midtown Atlanta. So that's actually been taking up a lot of my time, but totally worth it and love every minute of it.
So you finished as a health, fitness, and recreation major,
yes,
right?
Correct.
So that was kind of like the exercise science before exercise science.
Correct.
But then afterwards you got additional certifications once you were done, right?
Right. My first initial certification was actually done through Mrs. Britton's class.
Yeah.
Senior year, took that instead of an exam, and then went on to get a second one 2 years later.
One of the things that we're wanting to do going forward is to do kind of more question and answers with our guests. And so while we had Craig today here, we wanted to go ahead and use his expertise and his knowledge in the field of fitness and training and maybe ask him a few questions that hopefully would be beneficial and helpful for those that are maybe wanting to be college athletes or are already college athletes. Some of these were submitted by some of our players. Some of them were things that we had kind of talked through before. Going forward, if you're wanting to submit something like that, just feel free to either send us a tweet on Twitter or post it there on our Facebook page. And if you're not following our Facebook page, you can find us on the Bruins Basketball Show on Facebook. But some of these questions, like I said, are kind of specific to basketball. Others may be just kind of generic for being a college athlete. This first one here is kind of a two-parter. And so let me ask it kind of from a perspective of a player that's coming in that's a recruit.
Okay.
We have some, our class this year, we already have five freshmen that are coming in, so they'll be freshmen. Then we have a couple other that we're adding to the class that are transfers that have already played college basketball. But for those that maybe are coming into a program, one of the things that I've noticed in the years that I've done this is the two things that they typically lack is one is just bulk, just size, and the other one is they have a real lack of strength. And I know that it's not something that's even specific to our level. I was talking actually with the North Carolina Tar Heel strength conditioning coach, and he said we have the exact same problem, and that's for like 4-star and 5-star players. So kind of for a kid that would be interested in being a little bit more prepared going into college, in order to add that bulk or add that strength, like what would be some things that you would suggest to them either from a nutrition standpoint or from a strength conditioning and lifting perspective?
Start with the strength and conditioning side of things, especially for athletes. You know, your goal is to be strong, powerful, explosive. So you're going to want to be doing, you know, big movements like squats, deadlifts, bench, power cleans, those explosive movements that can help you build a good foundation of strength. And then as far as the nutrition side of things, you just got to eat. I mean, especially, you know, at that age, and as much as you guys practice workouts, games, you know, you guys are burning a lot of calories.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest surprise for a lot of players. Right. I mean, we even had like a senior that very first year, if you remember, like Josh Clater,
right.
He wanted to get bigger for the season because he knew he was going to have to be a post player, and he wasn't already a big,
right,
big
yeah.
guy. I think he gained 10 pounds and worked really hard over the summer, and he lost it all within the first – lost 10 pounds
right.
in the first. It wasn't losing muscle, but he was losing that size
correct.
Just because of the amount of, like, just exertion that he just had. I mean, just burning so many calories. So, you know, eating – what does eating right look like?
Eating well, especially for an athlete, you know, carbohydrate is probably your biggest – you know, essential nutrient that you want, because that gives you your main energy source. So, I mean, we're talking rice, potatoes, pasta, whole grains if you want to, you know, get into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Fruit.
How about, like, protein supplements, that kind of thing?
If you want to, yeah. You know, it's called a supplement for a reason.
Yeah.
That doesn't need to be your main source of protein, so you're not down in shakes or protein bars all day.
Right.
You want it to come from whole food sources, so, you know, chicken, beef, any kind of whole food protein source, and then supplement with your shake, whether it's a post-workout or something like that.
I hear guys that they'll do that instead of a meal, a breakfast or a lunch, and then they don't see the gains, and they wonder why they don't.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's basically a meal replacement, which, you know, if you're taking in that many calories, sometimes it's not a bad thing. Because it's hard to get a lot of protein sources sometimes through just whole foods. So in some cases, yeah, but do not rely, you know, on a protein shake.
That's kind of for some of the younger guys, but we have older players now who maybe they do have the size, but they don't want to get bigger. They just want to get stronger.
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of adaptations do you do to that?
As far as if you don't want to gain weight but still get strong, I mean, then you're just going to be eating what you would call, like, maintenance calories in order to keep your same weight, not get heavier, not get smaller, but still lift heavy. You know, that's your biggest focus.
Yeah.
Tracking that and getting stronger each and every week and keeping those big compound lifts.
And would you say, like, probably that's something that you want to really focus on off-season, especially summertime?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and then that kind of transitions to in-season, kind of what should be the change or the focus versus what a player would do either preseason or even off-season?
That's tough because a lot of people, I mean, even professional athletes will lift before a game. So I guess that would just depend on what your program does and how you guys would do it individually.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember we lifted in-season, and believe it or not, I believe it was my senior year, we actually did like a research paper on the Furman basketball team based off of starters and those who didn't start, who should work out more based off of obviously the energy exertion that they're doing.
Interesting.
So the people on the bench ended up working out a lot more because they weren't getting that playing time. And so they needed to work out a little bit more versus the starters who are, you know, they're playing however many minutes, 30, 40 minutes a game.
Sure.
So their strength might decrease a little bit just because they're going to be playing more, not lifting as much. So in order to keep the strength for people like the bench players, they're not playing as much, maybe they do need to lift a little bit more.
Kind of the idea of more of maintaining than once the end season, and dependent on what position or how often you play either.
Correct, yeah.
Good, okay. Maybe some of the top foods to stay away during training. We talked about this beforehand, like that's a – you know, to list something like that would go on for days. But, like, in broader sense, what are kinds of the things that you want to stay away from?
I guess you'd say, like, your processed carbs, I guess, would be, like, the big thing these days. You know, we're talking...
What would that even look like maybe in a cafeteria or in a, you know, our dining common, that
in
kind of thing?
Dining common. I mean, processed stuff is anything from even pasta to bread, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be concerned about it too much, just that doesn't need to be your main source of,
sure,
you know, fuel per se. Obviously, sweets. I think the biggest thing you have to realize is that anything that you stick in your body is fuel. And so in order to optimize your performance in and outside the gym, you need to fuel your body with good sources.
Kind of transitioning from more of the nutrition to now kind of the training side of things, as far as like cardio training, whether that's in season or off season for a basketball player, what should that look like?
I would say you need a good mix of both. I mean, because basketball is a lot of very quick, explosive, mm-hmm. you know, sprints. But yet at the same time, you've got to be able to play a full game if you need to,
sure.
and overtime.
Sure.
So you also need the aerobic capacity to be able to play that entire time.
Sure.
So you do need a good mix of both, I'd say,
yeah.
instead of just sticking with one or the other.
And kind of to go along with that, even before you get into that where you're actually on the court doing, we talked about stretching. And I asked Dustin, we had Dustin on last week, was on our episode last week. And when I asked him kind of the biggest lesson learned, he said the importance of dynamic stretching.
Yeah.
So kind of talk to us, and maybe for those that don't know the difference between dynamic stretching and static stretching, can you kind of quickly describe what that looks like and then how that would be implemented for a basketball program?
Sure. So static stretching is just, you know, let's say you're holding a certain stretch, like a hamstring stretch or the little quad stretch where you pull mm-hmm. your foot behind mm-hmm. you and you just hold it for 20 seconds or whatever it is. You're mm-hmm. just holding it. That's the static. The dynamic is more of, it's there's movement involved. All right, so you're getting the movement through free range of motion. There's no, you're specifically getting yourself ready for what you're preparing for in practice mm-hmm. or the game. So, you know, like you guys do, like, what, defensive shuffles, mm-hmm. stuff like that, the karaoke, mm-hmm. you know, the all that kind of stuff is
right.
more your dynamic.
Right. It's more of moving and stretching parts
correct,
than it is
correct.
Holding a part for 20 seconds,
correct.
30 seconds.
And
like
not that there's anything wrong with the static stretching.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, especially when you're getting ready for something like a sports performance or anything
right.
like a game, you're going to want a little bit more of the dynamic,
right.
sports-specific style.
How about then afterwards?
Afterwards, yeah, static stretching would be kind of your go-to.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay. If you're kind of looking back on, and again, it was just for a year, but if you're looking back on that year or even preparing for that year, like, what would you do differently from a fitness and training perspective to prepare yourself better for that?
Eat better and lift more?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how I got started into the whole personal training thing was,
yeah.
you know, getting in the gym and lifting. But, yeah, lift smarter now, obviously, that I'm older.
Yeah.
And I've got several years of experience behind me, and I wish I knew a lot of that stuff beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because right when I got out of college, and even then, it was just eat whatever you want
right.
to get big.
Right.
Or gain strength, gain weight, whatever it was.
And for a teenager, it's typically just whatever they see.
Exactly.
They eat,
burgers,
and it's like,
pizza,
it doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
It doesn't matter because high metabolism, where I exercise
right.
a lot, whatever.
Did you ever feel sluggish or feel...
In season?
Yeah.
Not so much, I'd say, but I honestly think I didn't eat enough, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, you're going through your day, you're going through classes, you may skip breakfast, you go to lunch, you may
right.
not eat enough, dinner, you might not eat a lot, and then even after practices, I'd go home and not even eat that much.
Yeah.
So I think that was one thing that I would change, eat more.
How about things maybe like snacks through the day? To maybe, again,
yeah.
kind of supplement
Absolutely.
A meal or the busyness of I can only grab, you know, the grab and go, what we call it. Like,
yeah.
So what kinds of things maybe to grab to add and supplement to what that regular diet should look like?
Yeah, we're talking like fruit, you know, nuts, yogurts,
mm-hmm.
Greek yogurt, regular yogurt, granola.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff would be really good because it's just a quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can even use a protein bar or a protein shake in that case if you needed something like that. It's quick.
Yeah.
It's good sources of fuel. So
awesome. I feel like we could talk about this all day.
We could,
but
especially you can get me going for hours.
Yeah. We'll keep it at that for now. That'll do it for this episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. They're on iTunes, so you don't miss another episode. Until next time, enjoy your journey.